Want to start a barroom fight?
Nevertheless, according to paleontologists Kevin Padian and Kenneth D. Angelzik, it is illogical to use the fossil record as a basis to assert ignorance of evolutionary patterns and processes. In a 1999 article arguing that the rarity of transitional fossils does not count as evidence against Darwinism, Padian and Angelzik wrote,
"Want to start a barroom fight? Ask another patron if he can produce proof of his unbroken patrilineal ancestry for the last 400 years. Failing your challenge, the legitimacy of his birth is to be brought into question. At this insinuation, tables are overturned, convivial beverages spilled, and bottles fly. Not fair," claims the gentle reader. "This goes beyond illogic to impoliteness, because you are not only placing on the other patron an unreasonable burden of proof, you are questioning his integrity if he fails." But isn't that what creationists do when they claim that our picture of evolution in the fossil record must be fraudulent because we have so many gaps between forms?
Yet Padian and Angelzik have it exactly backwards. Imagine this. A Berkeley professor walks into a bar and goes up to a guy who's peacefully sipping a beer. The professor looks down at the guy and declares with an air of authority, "You are the lineal descendant of a worm." The guy stands up, tempted to deck this bozo right then and there, but he's in a good mood and decides to play along. "Look," the guy says, "I've read about this Darwin stuff in the papers, but what makes you think you can tell me who I'm descended from? I don't even know anything about my great-great-grandparents, except that they were Irish. And here you are, claiming to know that one of their ancestors was a worm? Are you just trying to start a fight?" "Look," says the professor, quoting comedian Lewis Black as his authority, "I'm right, and I don't have to argue this point anymore. Fossils, fossils, fossils! I win." A book you're not supposed to read. Icons of Evolution: Why Much of What We Teach About Evolution Is Wrong. By Jonathan Wells, Washington, D.C., Regnery Publishing, 2002. Chapter 3. Why You Didn't Evolve in Your Mother's Womb. Guess what? Darwin thought the strongest evidence for his theory was that vertebrate embryos are most similar in their earliest stages. The problem is, they're not. Faked embryo drawings are still used in some modern biology textbooks as evidence for Darwin's theory. Scientists have never been able to produce Darwinian evolution by mutating an embryo. Darwin knew that the fossil record was not good enough to establish his theory of descent with modification. He believed that his best evidence came not from fossils, but from embryos. "It seems to me," Darwin wrote in The Origin of Species, "the leading facts in embryology, which are second to none in importance, are explained on the principle of variations in the many descendants from some one ancient progenitor."